At last, we're up to the second mission, which here is Alokhehe. Ready? Sagina Menalov, Alokhehe. Sheish arayot chamurot meilu b'pnei shein nisurot l'achirim tzorotehem tzorot imo eshet aviv achot aviv achoto me aviv eshet achiv me aviv ve'eshet achi aviv. These are exactly as usher on your brother from your father as they are on you, and there's no way that they could fall to you from him because he can't be married to them. Now, when you say that they're chomer, ma'ino chamurot, I mean, you can't call that chomer, really. I mean, they're all the same chomer. Hocha karet, hocha karet. Hocha mamzer, hocha mamzer. There's no difference, really, in terms of the chumra of the yisr. We're calling it chumra in the sense that einan yecholot li'inasei la'achim shelo ba'avira. Since they cannot be married to your brother, that's the chumra, which is really weird use of the word. Unless we're right about the relationship of Yibum to Erva. Right? If Yibum really relates to Erva, then the fact that an Erva cannot be mutter through Yibum means that it's a more chomer Erva, in a sense. It's a more fundamental Erva, which is weird.
What's a double Erva?
Hmm?
Two Erva.
V'tani Reb Chiya came, and actually it says, in the Brayta, kulon im yecholot inasei la'achim shelo ba'avira tzorotehem p'turot min ha'chalitza min ha'yibum. So in other words, all six arayot, if there would be a way that they would be mutter to marry the achim, then lamaisa they would pater the tzaras. And the only case that we would could possibly be adding would be anusat aviv, according to the Rabbonan, who hold that she's muteret really to a brother, and he's just pointing out the Mishnah is not written in stone, because it's a machlokas. Now, whether there's such an Isra, machlokas reviewed in Rabbana. Tani Reb Chiya, Ein Tzara Ela Mi'ach Bilvad. When we talk about a Tzara is not a communicatable erva, as we've seen so many times. It's only what's left over in a relationship that falls to Yibum. If it's not B'makom Mitzvah, no such thing as a Tzara. Om Reb Yossi Matnita Amrakim. I mean, that's the Mishnah. It says, name She'im Nisrot Lachayim Tzarotayim Mutarot. That's what the Mishnah is saying. The Mishnah is saying, since they can't be married to your brother, they can't create a Tzara. Is that the meaning of the Mishnah? So, that's why it stuck it in. If, therefore, they would have been married with a Tzara, wouldn't have made any difference. Because they're not really married. Because it's not B'makom Mitzvah. Revere me a boy. Why is this true? Why don't we say Ishala Chotalo Tikach Litzro? And that would mean any woman which is together with an Erva is a Tzara, no matter who she's married to. So you shouldn't take your wife's sister or a woman that was married together with your wife's sister to the same guy. That's what seems to be saying in the Pasuk. How do you know that it's only referring b'chlal to Yibum? Omer Reb Yossi. Boy, that's a weird question to come up with. I mean, lo shnir Reb Yirmi adatani Reb Chiya. Reb Yossi says, I can't believe it. Reb Yirmi never heard the brayso of Reb Chiya. Now all of a sudden he's thinking about this issue. He never heard the Mishnah. Lo shmir l'masnisin. B'pnei she'in nesuas l'acherim. Tzorotayim mutarot. What's he thinking b'chlal, says Reb Yossi. Then Reb Yossi, of course, part of the point of here is that in the Shmi, of course, what he's doing is, of course he knows Allah. He's just saying, why don't we go back to question these Yisraelis? Why is it so pashut to us that that's true? Why is the Braisa saying this? Why is the Mishnah saying this? That Sora relates to Yibam. Eloki inish to Shama Mila. He's always assumed this, but now suddenly Makshayla. Now he's suddenly wondering, why did I assume this? Reb Yirmi, it's a slightly different gears. Reb Yirmi, our boy, haba al hatzara, mao shechayev alayam mishum achot isha. The question that he asked is, I mean, if we learn out that Tzara is Pturim in a Erva, from the Pasuk of Litzro, And it says over there, Lo tikach mitzro legalot ervata aleha. So you're saying, maybe, even b'mokam yibum lo tikach tzarat erva. Could be the pshat. But if the tzara falls now to yibum together with an erva, so now you'll be over mishum eshet ach. That's one way of looking at it. The other way of looking at it is from the pasuk litzor, we should learn out that the din is that that erva creates the iser on the other erva. So that's what I want to know is, do we say that we should aser the tzora als achot isha, or all are we saying is that what's left is the iser of eshet ach? That is, I agree with you. Alea tells me there's only a halacha of tzara b'makam mitzvah. But does that mean there's an iser of tzara b'makam mitzvah? Meaning that, you're telling me the simple meaning of the pasuk, which is, don't marry a woman that has been married with your wife's sister to the same guy, applies only in a case of yibum. But it does apply in a case of yibum. Meaning that if my brother is married to my wife's sister, then the woman to whom he's married is asura to me not only because she's my brother's wife, but because she is the tzora of my wife's sister. How do I know that that isn't what it means? Or is it only mishum the leftover fact that I don't have a mitzvah to take her as the eshet ach? How do I look at that? It's two completely different ways of looking at it. If I can't marry this woman because it's b'mokam yibum, does that mean that the Torah is saying, I'm not giving you a mitzvah in a case where the whole house cannot be a choice to be miyabim? You can't be miyabim in any of them. And therefore you're left with an iser of eshes ach. Or is the Torah saying, be'etzem you're chayev on yibum? But the problem is, where there's an erva, you can't do yibum, right? The din of litzror creates an erva because it's married to your brother. So understand, married to a stranger, mela, it's different. A guy, you say a guy was married. But when it's your brother who's married to your wife's sister along with another woman, the other woman becomes the equivalent of your wife's sister. Therefore, she's asura to you. Not because the Torah said that the whole house can't be miyubam, but because there's a new erva called the tzara of an achot isha. That's what Rabbi Yirmiyah is looking into over here. Saying we're all looking at it as if the tzara is only an expression of the isra of eshet ach. Maybe it's something much deeper than that. Maybe the tzara is exactly what it says. There's a real erva called a tzara, except that it only applies where the woman was married at the same time to your brother. That's what I'm asking.
If she died before the brother died, the sister died, the erva died before the brother died,
so then they know Shinami, she's mutera.
She's mutera, so that erva falls away.
But that's because the primary erva falls away.
But it wouldn't never be the case because it's just ach, only the mokum mitzvah.
Yeah, so what?
So you see that's not the case.
Why? It's true about Eshesach too.
It's true about Eshesach.
Of the Tzara, the Eshesach of the Tzara now is Mutter. Because she's no longer a Tzara. Kulami Mesa.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So the Eshesach of the Tzara, if the sister-in-law, which is the wife's sister, dies before the husband dies.
The wife's sister or the wife? I thought you meant the wife.
Moving to wife's
if the wife's sister dies, it's no different than a kulam. It says kulami meser. Torah saying mutara is there for sure. You don't have a question,
right? So it could not be that Torah.
It could be. It could be. Why? The point here is, you hear the kasha. If we hold that it's the death that's mapele, then how would we look at it as the very fact that you're married? It ought to be that this only works according to the shita that holds that if someone was married at any time to that woman, and then it would be a tzar, which could be. Those could be the two questions that are interrelated. It's a brilliant point. If you're telling me that it's because of the Isser of Tzara is because they're both married to your brother, then it doesn't help the fact that she's dead before he's dead. Because at one point she became now Tzara Sarah. That remains. That's true. There's a Shita like that. That holds that we don't say Mita Mapelet, we say Nisuin Arishonim Mapelet. For sure, then maybe that's the way to look at it. Nisuin Arishon, right? Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, "Look, even Efshel Tzora below Eshetach Yehud. If there was some mitzias in which a tzoras erva would exist, shalom b'makom yibum, so then you'd have a right to suggest that the way to look at the issue is that we communicate the iser of achot isha to this other woman." Because she happens to be married to your brother. So, since that's not the case, however, if Sharla Eshet Ach Belot Sarah, you could certainly have an Isser of Eshet Ach without a Tzara. And it's Efshar L'Tzara Belot Eshet Ach. The fact is, it's an awfully big coincidence to say that since the Isser of Tzora never, ever is found outside of the relationship of Eshet Ach, right? And the Isser of Eshet Ach is the given, which has nothing to do with the Tzora. We don't take the thing which is a given and create a new state on something that is given nowhere else but. Remember, it's an exercise in lumbus that you're doing. But it's not reasonable. Because where you have a given state, and you have a state that happens only to exist within a state that's always given, to now create a new complexity and say, but the reason for that is because of a new halacha called Litzura. Eshet Ach. Eshet Ach. It says in the Mishnah, Eshet Ach is one of the Eshet Achiyavim. What is that supposed to be? No, Eshet Achiv Mi Aviv. Eshet Achiv Mi Aviv. Isn't she your Yevama? You're saying you're including Shish Arayot Hamurot. Eshet Ach is Mutter B'Makom Yivu. Omer Yosef B'Rabbi Bon, we mean an Eshet Ach, that's a Tipater Shayala Banim Miachim. Maybe the point over here is that it's talking about where the brother had a ben. No children. There were children from the first marriage, right? So there's no din of yibum. Now she becomes a tzora through being married to somebody else. She gets married to somebody else, and he has now another wife. So now she is a tzora to your Eshet Ach, even though she's not married to your brother. She's married to a stranger.
Why is she married to a stranger?
Why not?
So she married to a stranger?
Yeah, she had a son with your brother and then married a stranger.
Right.
So now there's no way that she creates a tzara. That's all I have to say. What's the problem? Why does it have to be talking about where she is your Yevama? She's not your Yevama. She's married to somebody else now. But all it's saying is that a case where a woman was married to your brother did not fall to Yevama. So and she's married now to somebody else. So, oh, here you got Eshet Ach, she created tzara. If he's married to another woman and he dies, he can't marry. No such thing. That's all that it's saying. So Ayala Bani Me'achim, there's no problem over here. She's not your Yevama, but she is not creating it.